What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
First time we've heard this one.
I think first time ever. That's great.
Kind of makes you want to shake your head
sideways.
Shake
your head. You know, John, with all the talk we had about Live Aid yesterday, I thought about the two that could have played at Live Aid if they were still alive were Lennon and Elvis. So Elvis died in 77. He missed it by 8 years.
Wasn't it 79?
I could look it up. I thought it was 77.
I remember it. I think it was 79.
Okay, I'll check that out.
I mean, I think I remember it. Anyway.
Yeah. But they would have been, you know. And yeah, probably the biggest that didn't play that would have been a different genre would have been Frank Sinatra. But it's a whole different genre.
Frank doesn't really fit.
But he could have stood up there and sung My Way or something like that.
You know? Maybe, but that crowd, they're not really embracing My Way.
Yeah, I don't know if I were a My Way crowd. I'm with John on that one.
So who would be the guy or gal today that would be off, like Barbra Streisand, like that one fit?
Yeah, less fashionable. Barbra Streisand's incredibly unfashionable for today's concert goer.
Well, I mean, it's not a rock concert. But Elvis died August 16th of 77.
Wow.
Yeah. But those are two biggies that could have been at Live Aid had they been alive. And obviously, we're not.
Man.
All right, 215-592-9494. So, you know, John, I give you full disclosure. I try to be, I am honest on the air. Although sometimes I can tuck away some stuff and it's not dishonest, but I'll avoid a topic. It's like, what do I know? Avoid a topic. This is going to show you my lack of knowledge, and I think a lot of people listening would agree with me from their perspective, on national baseball. So All-Star game tonight.
Yeah.
So this thing's going to start with the American League batting first because it's in the National League. It's at Atlanta tonight. It's going to be led off by that Gleyber Torres of the Tigers. And then you got the Riley Green of the Tigers. And then you got Aaron Judge of the Yankees. All right, full disclosure. Here we go. You ready? Full disclosure. American League starting lineup, of which there are nine. Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Ryan O'Hearn, Junior Caminero, Javier Baez, Jacob Wilson. Here's a true fact from the Hammer. I would only recognize one of these human beings if they were in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest. Like, I could tell you the whole, you know, I recognize some of their names, which I do, some of their names.
Does it?
But I would only recognize Aaron Judge if he was in front of me.
Cal Raleigh because you saw him last night.
No, I purposely skipped it. I didn't care.
How about Vlad?
Who? Vlad, no, I'd recognize his dad. No, I'm serious.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Like, if you put the 1990, does it take the All-Star game that was here, Ben, in 94?
Mm-hmm. 96.
96. Like, whoever was, you know, Robbie Alomar, McGuire, and Palmeiro, right. Whoever. Albert Bell. I'd recognize every one of them.
Right.
Cal Ripken.
Mike Piazza.
Yeah, I was doing AL. But yeah, National League, Gwynn, Piazza, Bonds.
Larkin.
Ripken, I already said, but thank you, Fran. Like, I would literally recognize every single one.
Kirby, you recognize everybody from the National
Kirby
League,
Puckett,
right?
I'd recognize all of them.
No, like right now I'm talking about.
All right, so, okay, physically recognize them. Here we go. National League team. Shohei Ohtani, yes. Ronald Acuna Jr., yes. Marte of the Diamondbacks, no. I would not recognize him. Freddie Freeman, I would. Machado, I would. Will Smith, absolutely no clue. To me, he's the guy that slapped a guy on a stage.
Yeah, Will Smith, that's tough. So Kyle, nondescript, Kyle, both names, too.
Kyle Tucker of the Cubs, a little bit. I mean, I know kind of what he looks like. I wouldn't, like, if he walked past me, I wouldn't say that's Kyle Tucker, but I know, you know, just some random guy. Lindor of the Mets, sure. Crow Armstrong of the Cubs, no shot. I'd recognize Sammy Sosa if he walked in front of me, but Crow Armstrong, nah. So, Ben, baseball, look, I hope every year with the All-Star game, Ben, I say to myself, and I think this probably applies to many millions in America, I want to watch this to kind of learn and get reinvigorated on the national baseball front. But then it's like one at bat for a guy and they're kind of off the stage. And my brain doesn't pick up on it quick enough.
Right.
I'm just being honest.
That's understandable. I like to watch it because the talent in the big leagues right now, baseball is in a great spot because the talent is so good and it's pretty young.
Yeah,
like, these guys are going to be around for a while.
Well, that's the thing about guys like Bryce and others. Like some of these guys feel like they're getting old here.
Yeah,
you know. So
you're going to have the challenge tonight in the game, Joe.
What's the
ABS challenge?
Yes, you are.
So that should be interesting.
And I'm sure the umpires are thrilled with that.
Oh, God, yes, they are.
I can't wait to see that part of the game.
Yeah, that's so am I. Last thing.
I just don't know why we had it in spring training and it works so efficiently, but yet they didn't institute it
just because
during the regular season.
It was just it's for next year. Just a test.
Pretty much.
Doubting,
you know, loser. Yeah. I want to stick with the tradition of the. I mean, what was your defense of this? You like
consternation
that
you
it
like
creates?
When, don't you like Ben when Bo would yell to help?
Wouldn't you like to know which team is actually better?
No.
Wouldn't you like to know which team won the game?
No.
Fairly.
I'd rather have consternation.
I don't want
to. You like the human element. You enjoy that.
1,000%. Because I like the argument.
You had to go back to Boa because this manager will never get off.
Yeah,
his
no one does.
Push and go out and yell at anybody.
Look, I'm for fighting in hockey. I'm for arguing in baseball. I'm for fights in baseball. I haven't had one of them in a long time. When's the last time the Phillies were in a brawl? Like a brawl?
It's been a while.
Probably been over 10 years, right?
Like an actual where fists
actual
were thrown?
Actual brawl?
Yeah, it might be 15 to 20 years. Like an actual brawl, which, by the way, used to happen on about an annual
basis.
When
they threw at Bond, wasn't it?
Who, Ricky Bell
yeah,
and Bonds?
Yeah, Ricky threw at Bonds.
Well, that was in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Paul Bird?
Paul Bird, didn't he like intentionally not hit the guy, right? Because he was a teammate with that guy. Remember the one, Ben, when the guy, the Braves had to throw at Dale Murphy, but they wouldn't throw at him? Because he had just been a Brave and he was a Philly and he was like the most beloved guy in baseball.
Right. He was one of the nicest guys in the game.
There was some Brave pitcher that like wouldn't throw it. I think he threw it behind Dale Murphy. Like that was the way to make the point.
Interesting.
Like we're not happy with you. We'll throw it behind you.
Right.
Anyway, I missed.
I'm
a good
still
ball.
Surprised the Phillies have not hit a Brave after
Thank
Harper
you.
Got hit.
I'm with you, dude.
I mean, you're running out of opportunities. Here.
You are.
I think they got whether it was intentional or not. We don't know that. I mean, but I can't imagine Strider missing by that much. But I can't believe they haven't retaliated in some fashion.
Disappoints me.
I don't get it.
Disappoints me.
Lame.
Let's get to Jack right now in Lancaster. Jack, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, Jack.
Hey, so just getting in on this quarterback list, I guess I'll go from the bottom. Like, I just don't think Hurts is ninth, and I think everybody agrees with that. I think he's third. For one, like, so Stafford, he's good, but he has a good team around him, too. Jaden Daniels just, he's really good. I think he's going to be good, but so far he's young. It's 1 year. I don't know. I don't want to chalk it up to he's going to be really, really good. I have no idea, but we'll see. Where I kind of get into the top five, Mahomes is, you know, he has the resume, and I think Allen has the resume as well. Where it gets sticky is when you get to Burrow and Jackson, in my opinion. Like, Burrow has some of the best pass catchers, so I think he's behind Hurts. And then Jackson just has – he's done well, and I think he's the best comparison to Hurts. But he's had a top-10 defense every year but 1 year since he's been the starter.
And the strong running game many years, but last year in particular. I mean, he had it – you know, essentially a 2,000-yard guy also. I mean, what was Derrick Henry, 1,900, something like that?
Yeah, he was up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The whole Jackson thing, like, he's a very good player, don't get me wrong, and he did really well last year. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he could have been the MVP. Like, but he just, when it comes down to it, Jackson has been carried as well. I mean, not offensively, maybe quite as much as Hurts, if you want to put it that way, but his defense has been elite ever since he's been there.
Not every year, but many years they've been very good.
Well, yeah. So there was 1 year, I believe, that Jackson didn't have a top-10 defense, and all but 2 years he's had a top-3 defense. Hmm. So he's had an elite
defense. Yeah, he's had
an
advantage there.
Like,
for sure.
Hurts has had a top-10 defense, or a really good defense, 2 times, which both times they went to the Super Bowl and they were really good. But
yeah. Yep.
I don't know. That's where I feel like, Hurts is...
Hurts is undervalued in this ranking.
He is. And I think you usually value – you put him at 5?
I got him at 5.
Yeah. And I don't think it's disrespectful, but I think he could be just a little higher on the list just because Super Bowls aren't everything for a quarterback. That's a team win for sure, this one. But I think what he brings to the table is just – it's just tough.
All right, Jack, give me an answer, buddy. What is both good and bad?
Fire, like campfire is good, and if your house burns down, that's not good.
Fire's a pretty good answer. I mean,
I really appreciate that answer.
That's solid.
Good one.
Very solid answer. So, look, no one's carrying the flag for Justin Herbert today, rightfully so, but I will give you a fact about him, John, that surprised me when I read this ESPN article. So they had quotes from different, execs that had weighed in on this. And then they had certain facts. And this is a fact about Herbert, full disclosure, I did not know, that is very impressive. So Herbert obviously gets leaned on quite a bit. He had 504 pass attempts last year. From the article, it says, and I had no clue of this, Herbert had only 3 interceptions last year on 504 attempts.
That's incredible.
That's astounding. They say, here's the sentence. It says, Herbert's 3 interceptions on 504 attempts marked the lowest interception rate, 0.6%, by any qualified quarterback since Tom Brady in 2016. That's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that.
I didn't realize it was that low.
I mean, 3 interceptions.
I think the Herbert love is preemptive. People who are trying to just get their mind around how Jim Harbaugh will affect that team in his second season as the head coach, now that he has more of his fingerprints all over this team, we know that they, like the Eagles, are going to be leaning a lot more heavily into the run game. That's their plan. So I guess we'll see. I think this will be an interesting season to compare Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts.
It'll be very
interesting. As they throw the ball less. I mean, there's no way they come close to 500 attempts.
They certainly don't.
Season.
They don't want to.
No way.
Yeah,
no way.
They don't want
so
to.
So they will, just like the rest of the NFL, they will gradually be trying to run the ball more like we do. Every offense is going to be trying to do what we did last year.
Well,
doesn't that impact this voting to some degree? The other quarterbacks are trying to do Jalen Hurts impressions?
Yeah, here's the one thing I'll say. A lot of teams won't be able to effectively do it for 2 reasons. 1, they don't have a Saquon Barkley. 2, they don't have a Jalen Hurts.
Right.
I mean, part of why the Eagles run it so effectively is Jalen, that he can keep it. And then also, he helps Saquon be more effective, as he helped DeAndre Swift be more effective, as he helped Miles Sanders be more effectively, because even the threat of him keeping it makes every running back a little more effective when they go between the hole. Yeah, no doubt. Let's go to Joe in Telford. Joseph, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are we all doing?
Doing well, Joe.
So, this whole Hurts thing, I mean, he's definitely higher than top 9. I mean, He led the NFL for, what, 4 seasons with 10-plus rushing touchdowns. I mean, he's just so good, but I guess they're not going to learn that kind of negative stuff. It just motivates him so much. So I'm ready to repeat. I'm ready to repeat.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Well, let me add to it, Joe.
Yes! Oh, yes!
The E is so, you know, we hadn't brought it back because Ben had been football season.
He's not even here.
No, it's just. It's here we go. One more time. It'll never get old.
And you back it up with Zoo right after that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so excited for Eagles. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like this right now that I haven't even really been watching the Phillies. I've just been listening to them on the radio because I'm just so pumped up. Not that I don't care about the Phillies, but it kind of doesn't matter for me this year where they end up because Eagles just won the Super Bowl.
So I'm not of that mindset, but I have heard that from other people. I also heard from a few people that said they almost felt, this is going to sound weird, John, you're going to think these people are soft, but I've heard it. I've heard people say they almost felt tired or did feel tired after the Eagles Super Bowl run and they kind of needed a break. I mean, it was all consuming there for a couple months, especially in January and February. Joe, give me an answer, buddy. What is both good and bad?
I'm going to say individual car ownership because it leads to many cars on the road and a lot of pollution, but it's ultimate freedom. You can go anywhere you want, anytime.
Car ownership. All right, interesting answer. You know, the whole travel thing, I never thought of this until, so I'm reading a book right now on Lewis and Clark, and I never thought of it until I read this in the book. It says up until the steam engine in the 1800s and the train in the 1800s, for over 2,000 years, the fastest means of transportation hadn't changed. It was just the horse.
Wow.
Like, it was the same thing. For 2,000 years, 5,000 years, like 10,000 years. Like, until the steam engine and the train, it was just the horse. Wow. There's no other way to go faster.
And they kicked the horse a little bit.
And it said that, and this book made an interesting point. It made the point that, like, in modern society, we don't have enough appreciation of the steam engine. Because, like, we never talk about the steam engine. We talk about the train. We don't talk about the steam engine. But basically, like, back then, it was so revolutionary that all of a sudden you could start traveling fast.
But was it fast? Comparatively, I guess.
Comparatively.
But, like, some of these engines back then, we're talking, like, they're going 3 miles an hour. Boom, 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 boom,
well,
putting along.
Maybe some, but some were more. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
We kind of lose track of that. That one was a big, because you go back to, like, our parents' generation and grandparents. It was, like, the TV. And for us, it was the internet and now, like, the smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, you had these huge jumps in technology. Rick and Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So I wanted to talk quickly, about Hertz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, Ray Dittinger said a very interesting thing that that owners and GMs are looking for the prototype quarterback. I'd like you to ask him in the future, what is a prototype quarterback?
Well, I think he's referring to the prototype. Old, just to be clear, I think he's referring to the old prototype.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. So here's the interesting thing. Aren't the executives kind of contradicting themselves now if they are looking for the prototype quarterback in the top 10 or whatever that ranking was? Because Mahomes, Hurts, Daniels, Allen, Jackson, they're the prototype quarterback now. Even quarterbacks, you know, like Russell Wilson, when he won a Super Bowl, he was the prototype quarterback of today. You know, you see these guys in the war rooms high-fiving each other after they draft Stroud, Bo Nix, Justin Fields. If you're not mobile, you're not a starting quarterback.
Well, that's so. So again, very few. Here's what I'll say, Rick. If Tom Brady came along today, I think he'd be phenomenal. But there's less of those types of quarterbacks. So then there's less of those.
Why would Tom Brady come along today?
Like, well, that's
college
my point.
Program.
There's less of them.
Would yeah.
Look, there's some
featuring a drop back quarterback.
There's some, but not as many.
It just seems like all the high school teams are running the ride and decide stuff.
Well, because grade school says instead of taking the best athlete and making him a running back, now we're taking the best athlete and making him a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when there's been a huge change in the last 20 years.
John, you just made my point. Every successful top 15, 20 NCAA team fighting for a title is that prototype quarterback that if you can't move, you can't be a quarterback. These defenses,
right.
You know this, John. These defenses are
right.
So fast, and they're shutting down your receivers. You better be mobile or you're in trouble.
Right. It's the only way you have an option.
Yeah, I'd like to switch real quick to the Phillies. Ben,
sure.
I want to ask you a question. As I mentioned this last year, and now I'm starting to hear some people like yourself and other experts saying, you know, maybe we can survive with Schwarber in left field if we get that right-handed back to DH. Who would and who would not make this move? Would the A's not do this or would the Phillies not do this? Painter, Miller, and Crawford for Rooker and Miller. Who would not do that? Or would they both do it?
I that's a good proposal.
I wouldn't mind that at all. I've been saying that for a year now, and I'll tell you, if they don't pull that trigger on that, and Miller and Crawford don't make an all-star team 4 or 5 years from now, then that would have been the move to make. You see how you struggle with that? That may not be a bad move.
I'm with you, man. Because that would solve, obviously, a lot of problems.
Will the A's actually go there? I mean, would they actually consider? I mean, it's what they do, unload the good players.
I mean, you're getting three of the top prospects for the Phillies.
Look, Rick, this cuts both ways. I'll just say this. We know there are examples of prospects that didn't work out that were traded. Thank God Ed Wade did not trade Chase, Jimmy, Cole, and Ryan.
You said that,
because they proved to be the nucleus of a five-time division-winning team that made two World Series, won a title.
Glad you said that. I don't think Miller, I could be wrong, and Crawford are Boa, Lazinski, Schmidt. Remember, we have three starting pitchers, which those Phillies teams before 2008
right.
and before 2000 and you know and 1980, we didn't have those kind of starters. We had to hold on to those players because that's all we had back
then.
No,
I get it. I get you. Rick, give me an answer, buddy. What's both good and bad?
Listen, the Twitter polls is crying out for this answer, and you guys go back and forth. They're good and they're bad. The Phillies.
No, they're not bad enough to be bad.
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
I'm thinking about this trade.
Yeah.
You were so intrigued. I hope people were looking at your face on YouTube.
I'm like, yeah, I might pull the trigger on that one. I might.
Okay. So I'm going back the other way. When you have a trade chip when the team wants your guy who's really good, I still wish the Phillies 25 years ago got more for Schilling. I mean, my God.
We got Umar Dahl.
Dahl, Padilla, Travis Lee, and was it Figueroa?
Nelson Figueroa.
Wow.
I think it was Nelson Figueroa. And, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, it was Curt Schilling. Who went on to win, was it two or three World Series? Was he on the 07 team also? Won with 01 and 04 Red Sox. I think he might have won 07 Red Sox.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
He was, wow.
He won three World Series. He should be in the Hall of Fame. That's a freaking. Ben, that's a freaking. That is a freaking joke.
Some of the people they're letting in now.
Are you kidding me? Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer, but Curt Schilling's not?
Well, you know why they're not letting him in.
I do know.
They don't like him.
I agree with that, and that's not a reason to not have a guy in Hall of Fame.
No.
That's nonsense.
Not many people like Ty Cobb either.
That's right.
You know?
Including, like, everyone
around him. The guy who's dead?
Yeah. Ty Cobb, exactly. Yeah. Time's yours, up ahead, and more on a very busy Tuesday morning on 94 WIP.
My dog, Chaney, big part of our family. He's a big part of what makes our home fun and happy every day, even a little bit chaotic. And it is my job to make sure I do everything to keep him very happy and very healthy. And the best place to do that, the Dogs and Cats Rule Stores. So if your pet has specific dietary restrictions, maybe allergies, my Chaney's got them. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, they are the best trained in the business to help you with any of that. Dogs and Cats Rule, also the place to go for natural flea and tick prevention. The lead dog, George Perante, says, Dogs and Cats Rule, they've got an amazing selection of food you will not find anywhere else. Raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, dehydrated, and premium kibble and can. Also, you're outside with your pets, you know, freshen them up with a new ball launcher or something to tug on. Visit Dogs and Cats Rule. They've got 7 convenient neighborhood locations. 2 in New Jersey, Princeton and Pennington in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. For more information, online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.